弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
今天有一些新来的朋友。
There are some newcomers among us this morning.
所以呢，你们就不知道我们在过去这几个月当中，在主日的信息里面的时候，我们在讲约翰一书。
So you may not know that in the weeks before today, we've been preaching from 1 John.
约翰一书是使徒约翰所写给信徒的一卷书。
So 1 John is a letter written by Apostle John to the believers.
他在这卷书里面，他告诉我们说，我将这一切写给你们，为的是要让你们知道你们有永生。
So he wrote that, I wrote this letter to you so that you know that you have eternal life.
所以在约翰一书里面所提到的许许多多的，就是一个人当他得救之后，有了神所赐的生命以后，他的这个生命的呈现的展现和他的经历是怎么样子的。
So in this book, he mentioned many times that is.Whoever has this eternal life and this hope, how does he live out his life to manifest what he has received?
然后呢，我们在过去的这几个月当中，我们就看见约翰特别将神所赐给我们的一个爱有了很深入、很透彻的一个解释。
So in previous weeks, we see that howJohn explained the kind of love our Lord gave us.
上周刘长老跟我们证道的时候，与我们分享，这个神所赐的爱是没有畏惧、没有羞愧的一种爱。
So last week, Pastor Alex shared with us this kind of love is without fear, without shame.
那今天呢，我们看的这段经文是。从约翰一书，我们从第四章的第十九节读到第五章的第三节。
The passage we are going to study today is from chapter 4, verse 19 to chapter 5, verse 3.
如果你们有圣经的话，跟我们一起读，或者经文应该有放在前面的投影片上。
So let us read the passage together.
我用中文读一遍，待会儿那弟兄姐妹讲英文的跟刘韵姐妹一起读一次。约翰一书第四章第十九节，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。凡信耶稣是基督的都是从神而生，凡爱生他之神的也必爱从神生的。我们若爱神又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。我们遵守神的诫命就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
Now let's read in English. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says I love GodYet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his childrenThis is, we know that we love the children of God by love and carrying out His commands. We love for God to obey His commands, and His commands are not burdensome.
我们就一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天我们能够聚集在你的殿中，我们能够来敬拜你。
Today we can gather together in your house and we can worship you.
主，你是爱的源头。
Lord, you are the source, the origin of love.
爱是从你而来。
Love is from you.
你就是爱。
You are love.
你也要求属于你的人能够经历你的爱，并且执行你的爱。
You also command those who belong to you to experience your love and to know your love.
主，我们今天来到你的面前，我们存着一颗恭敬的心。
Lord, today we come before you with a reverent heart.
我们来到你的面前，有一颗谦卑的心。
We come before you with a humble heart.
主，我们愿意有一颗受教的心来聆听你的话语。
Lord.We want to have a teachable heart to listen to your words.
求主你的圣灵感动我们，在我们听到你的话之后，主我们能够生命上面有改变。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit touch our heart after we hear your word, we can have a change in our daily life.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 约翰一书讲到很多关于爱。
So First John, this letter talks about love many times.
几周前我在跟刘长老我们一起在分享的时候我们就提到了这一点。
So a few weeks ago when I shared with Pastor Alex, we mentioned this.
那我们那时候大概讲到第四章的前面一半。
At that time we were teaching the first half of chapter 4.
那周该刘长老讲到，所以我就说，刘长老，你这一周要讲什么？
So it was Pastor Alex's turn, and I asked him, what are you going to preach about?
他说，上周讲的是爱，对不对？
So he said, last week we talked about love.
他说，这周还是爱。
And this week we will talk about love again.
然后下周还是爱。
And next week we'll talk about love.
然后这周呢，然后呢，我们那时候就想，约翰一书里面讲这么多关于神的爱。
So we thought that in 1 John, there's so many mention about love.
那你在这个爱的层面上面到底可以讲多少啊？
How much longer, how much more we can discuss about love?
事实上在那个时候对我们来说是一个挑战。
At that time, it was a challenge for us.
我们知道弟兄姐妹们从神的话里面有许多的领受，因为我们看见你们生命的改变，我们听见你们的一些分享。
So we can see from brothers and sisters' lives and we can hear your sharing. We know that you learn a lot from the teaching of love.
那从人的层面来讲，我们就会说，那叫见好就收。
So from human perspective, we say, well, it is well done, it's time to quit.
好，我们重点讲到了，弟兄姐妹也领受到了，你不要继续的在那边好像把同样的一件事情翻来覆去的不断的讲。
So now the point, well, is crossed and then... Everyone is built up, and now don't just hammer it too many times.
怕就是他们的这个张力太大了，说不回去了，已经没有办法有兴趣听下去了。
Otherwise, they might get bored, and they may not want to hear about this again.
那这是从人的层面是这样子，好像是一种智慧，是一种聪明的做法。
This might be smart from human perspective.
可是呢，我们两个人，而且包括我们跟弟兄姐妹分享，就是我们很注重的就是神的话。
However, what we emphasize, what we stress is God's word.
神的话说是重要的，需要讲的，我们就要去听，去看。
If it's God's will that this is very important, then we want to look at it again and again.
很明显的，神的爱的这个主题对我们来说是认识的不够。
So it's obvious that from God's view, it's not enough.We need to talk about love again.
很明显的，约翰一书不断的提到爱，就表示我们需要去听和去学。
So First John mentions love time and again. That means we need to study it. We want to learn from it time and again.
话是这么说。
So this is what we say.
但是呢，挑战在谁的身上啊？
But where does the challenge fall upon?
那挑战就在我们两个人的身上啊。
Fall upon Pastor Alex and I.
因为读圣经的时候就在看说，神啊，你这句话又是讲爱，你已经讲了两遍三遍了，可是这段又在讲爱，我都已经没有爱可以再讲了。
So when we read the Bible, you see, God, you talk about love once, twice, three times, and again we see the word love. Now we don't even have enough love to talk about it again.
然后呢，想要讲的一些关于爱的事情，回去看圣经，圣经里面讲的不是这样子的爱。
And some of the things we think about, we come up with in our mind when we go back to examining the Bible, it's not the biblical love.
所以我们在神的面前祷告。
So we pray in front of our God.
神啊，在哪一些方面我们还更需要去学习？
God, God, in what aspects we need to study love further.
然后更重要的是神啊，你愿意你的子民听见什么样的信息？
More importantly, God, what kind of message do you want your people to hear?
在这样的一个过程当中，
During this process,
我自己了解到一点。
I myself come to realize this point.
我对神的爱了解不够。
I do not have a deep enough understanding of God's love.
我对神的爱仍然需要有许许多多的追求。
I still need to pursue what God's love really is.
那我在看到今天的这段经文的时候，其中有几点很突出的，我跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
So today, when we examine today's passage, I just want to share with you some of the prominent points.
今天人都喜欢讲爱。
Today, everyone loves to talk about love.
人都喜欢经历爱。
Everyone loves to experience love.
事实上，在我们生活当中，因为爱的缺乏，使我们更渴慕爱。
Indeed, due to the lack of love, we actually really desire love.Very much.
事实上在我们的生命生活当中或者在我们现在的这个社会或世界里面我们对一些很多人和事情之所以会不满就是因为我们看不到爱
So indeed, the reason why we are not content from people or things we see in this world is because we don't see love
今天我们在美国我们看见美国政府为了要执法，他们把非法的移民关在这些集中营里面。
Today, when we look at the U.S. society, we see that in the name of law enforcement, the government lock some undocumented immigrant in prison.
他们说是为了要执法去做这样的事情。
They do this in the name of law enforcement.
这是他们的本分之内，他们可以做的。
This is within their duty, they can do it.
可是为什么今天有许多人不满?
But how come people protest? They are not.
因为他们觉得这样的做法不人道。
Because they feel like this is inhumane.
你在这件事情上面完全看不到一种有爱的层面的表现。
You don't see the demonstration of love from what they do.
所以今天很多美国的人民，甚至有一些教会，他们就要说，我们是完全支持非法移民的，欢迎你来到我这边。
And that's why today many American people, or including some churches, say that we completely support undocumented immigrants.
非法移民欢迎你。
So they will put up a huge sign saying, undocumented immigrants, we welcome you.
他们对他们来讲，这是一个爱的表现。
To them, that's a manifestation of love.
他们觉得这是一个社会上面的需要。
To them, this is the need of the society.
他们觉得他们需要在这个立场上面，他们认为这是站在合神心意或属圣经的立场。
They feel like they need to take this stance, which they think that's according to God's will and according to Bible's teaching.
我知道今天在香港所发生的事情影响许多人。
I also know that what happened in Hong Kong affects many of us.
我们今天住在海外，可是我们关心，仍然关心在亚洲发生的事情。
Even though we live overseas, we still care about what happened in Asia.
今天当地的人民因为有过自由，有过民主的经历，所以呢，他们现在不习惯他们新的政权。
So some people think they had experienced democracy and freedom and they are not used to the kind of government they have right now.
他们觉得他们因为没有一个未来的盼望因为他们惧怕所以呢他们要出来示威游行暴乱。
They protest or even riot because they feel like they don't have the freedom, they don't have hope.
香港的政府包括中国的政府他们看见这样社会上面的混乱他们要去执行法律。
And then the government of Hong Kong, as well as mainland China, they see, this is unlawful and they have to take, action.
你不能说对或错。
It's not easy to tell which one is right, which one is wrong.
可是你心里面会不满。
But your heart is not content.
你看着这一群人，不论是当权的，不论是中国的，不论是香港的，你就说，这里面看见的，你是讲法律吗？
So when you look at whether the people, whether it's the authority, the government, or the people, you will see, well, is this all about law?
还是你是讲民主自由呢？
Is this all about democracy and freedom?
可是无论如何，你在这个社会上面，人民的这个层面，你就看不到人跟人之间应该有的那种友爱。
No matter what, from the society's point of view, you don't see the kind of love we have for one another.
当我们没有爱的时候，我们的心里面就会非常的激动，非常的不满。
When we do not have love, we don't see love, our heart will not be at ease.
这样的情形，事实上在我们就不要讲到世界的舞台上面，在我们现在的社会里面，在我们的家中，在教会里面是同样的。
So this is not only this does not only apply to the world, to society, but it's also in our church, in our families.
但是今天当人要去讲爱的时候，问题就是我们讲的这个爱是神的爱还是人的爱？
The problem is when we talk about love, is it human love or God's love?
我们如果讲人的爱的话，每一个人对爱的定义都不一样。
If we are talking about human's love, then everyone has his own definition of love.
事实上每一个人寻找的爱也都不一样。
And everyone is looking for a different kind of love.
但是神要让我们认识他的爱。
But God wants us to know his love.
神不但是要让我们去认识他的爱，要我们去经历他的爱。
Not only does he want us to know and experience his love.
神把爱这件事情摆成赐给我们，说是一个诫命，是他的命令，我们不得不去做。
Furthermore, God command us to love. This is one of his commandments. We have to do it.
在约翰一书里面就讲到了你要爱，是不是？
In 1 John, it talks about you need to love.
三章十一节，他们说我们应当彼此相爱，因为这是从起初所听见的命令。
So in chapter 3, verse 11, it says that we should love one another, for this is the message you heard from the beginning.
在约翰福音十三章。
And in John.Book of John, chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。我们看十四章十五节。
Actually, chapter 14, verse 15.
约翰福音十四章十五节，主耶稣基督跟门徒说：“你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。”
So Lord Jesus told his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
然后在第十三章三十四节。
Also in chapter 13, verse 34.
主耶稣说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，就是要叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。”
Lord Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another."
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我不知道你有没有想过
I don't know whether it occurred to you.
你们会把爱跟诫命连在一起吗
Can you associate love with commandment?
今天当神说你们当守我的诫命
Today, when Lord says you want to obey my commandment, what is the commandment?
上周我在听到有一个人，他说，神说我们要守他的诫命，所以我守十诫。
Last week, I heard someone share, Lord says we need to obey his commandments, and 10 commandments are the ones I obey.
当我想到诫命的时候，我就想到旧约里面的这些律法嘛，是不是？
Whenever we talk about commandments, we thought about Old Testament.
他说我要爱神，所以我要守他的诫命。
So he said, I love God, and therefore I obey his commandments.
所以呢，我一想到诫命，我就想到十诫，所以我就去守十诫。
So whenever I think of commandments, the first thing that occurred to me is the ten commandments in Old Testament.
所以呢，在十诫里面有一诫说当守安息日，安息日是礼拜六。
So one of the ten commandments is that to keep the Sabbath day holy, and it's Saturday.
所以我礼拜六就去跟安息日会的人聚会。
So on Saturdays, I will go attend the service of Sabbath day.
Or the Seventh day Adventist.
Seventh day Adventist.
他说，但是呢，我有时候礼拜天也去。
But sometimes I also go on Sundays.
因为我认为礼拜天有些地方的聚会我比较喜欢。
Because I like some of the Sunday services.
结果有人就问他。
And someone asked him.
是的，主有说，你们若爱我，就要守我的诫命。
Yes, God says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments.
但是主耶稣基督的这个命令是什么？
But what is the commandment, given by Jesus Christ?
我们在约翰福音看见，我们也在约翰一书里面多次的看见，主耶稣基督给属他的人的命令就是要爱。
Many times we see this from the book of John as well as 1 John. The commandment, the biggest commandment is about love.
那我们一定要去想，弟兄姐妹，为什么爱是一个命令？
So we have to think about why love is a commandment.
当神给命令的时候，我们可以知道有几个意义。
So when God gives His command, we need to understand it has several implications.
当它是从神而来的命令的时候，表示这是我们要去注意注重的。
If it is a commandment coming from God, that means we have to pay special attention to it.
第二，这表示我们是不得不去做的。
And second, we have to do it.
可是第三，之所以神要把它作为一个命令，是因为我们做不到。
But third, it's because that we do not have the ability to do it that God has to command.
从我们自己的层面，我们做不到，或者我们不愿意去做。
By our own power, we are not able to do it or not willing to do it.
如果人就是一种有爱的生物
，If naturally we are a loving being.
如果我们就是那个会爱又懂得爱的人
，If we are born as someone who is loving and know how to love，
如果我们在我们的生活的层面，我们就是爱神，我们就是爱人，我们就是爱家庭，我们就是爱社会、爱国家，那神不需要给我们一个命令叫我们去爱。
If by our nature we can just very easily love our family, our church members, our country, our society, then God does not need to command this of us.
可是神当他要我们去爱的时候，他不是说你对爱的定义是什么，你就尽量的去那样爱。我对爱是怎么样的定义，我就用我的方式去爱，不是的。
When God commands love, He does not mean that each one of us love according to our own definition of love.
我们如果真正的要在我们的生命当中、生活里面、家庭当中，甚至在这个世界上面呈现爱
，If we really want to demonstrate to live out a love of a life of love，
我们如果要懂得爱，然后能够经历到爱，并且能够去爱
，If we really want to know what love is and know how to love and really love，
那我们要先去了解。什么是神的爱
？Then first, we need to know what is God's love.
因为神要我们去爱的这个爱是神的爱。
For the kind of love commanded by God is His kind of love.
当主耶稣基督被当时的犹太人领袖问这个问题，说：“你既然是一个教导神话语的人，你告诉我。”在律法里面最大的律法最重要的律法是什么
Remember when the Jewish leaders asked Jesus Christ, So since you are teacher of law, then tell me what is the greatest law?
主耶稣基督就回答了
So Jesus answered,
他说你要爱主你的神
You will love God your Lord.
然后他说你要爱人如己
And you are going to love your neighbor as yourself.
这个爱在新约圣经希腊原文里面用的字是 agape.
So the kind of love Jesus talked about in New Testament is the Greek word agape.
这种爱在圣经里面所描述给我们的是一种属神的爱。
This is a in Bible it describes the kind of love from God of God.
这不是只是讲到人的一种情感上面的爱。
It is not just a human emotion of love.
这是讲到一个习惯性的，而且是舍己的服侍人的爱。
And this is a this is habitual self-sacrificing and serving love.
这是一个永远将对方摆在优先或者是摆在首位的一种爱。
This kind of love.Will always prioritize.
分享过这种爱不只是在情感上面有投入。
Pastor Alex shared with us, this is not only a kind of feeling.
更是在基于意志上面是坚定的，是有决心的，而且是一个全心全意的。
It is more of a willful, determined, and dedicated kind of love.
为什么这是神的爱？
How come this is God's love?
你看神。给我们的爱就是这样子的爱。
See, because this is how God loves us.
是一个不间断的。
This is continuous.
是一个不但是感情上面投入，更是在意志上面坚定的爱。
It is not just emotional love. It is also willful, dedicated love.
是一个舍己为对方设想的爱。
It's a sacrificing kind of love.Serving to the other person's best interest.
在人类历史当中，我们就看见神是这样的工作。
In human history, we see God indeed loved us this way.
神创造了这个世界。
He created this world.
然后把人创造了，他所爱的人创造了，摆在这个世界里面。
And he created human lovingly and then placed men and women in this world.
这一世界上面一切人所需要维持生命并且能够享受生命的，他都供应了。
He supplied everything we need to sustain and to enjoy life.
有阳光，有雨水。
We have sunshine, we have rain.
有空气，有食物。
We have air, we have food.
然后呢，有一个大的这个世界让他去管理。
And then we also have this big world that's under our management.
还创造了一个配偶让他有伴。
He even created a spouse to keep him company.
神将最好的预备给他所钟爱的对象。
So you see, God prepared the best for the one he loves.
可是当人顶撞了神，犯了罪，不愿意去听神的话，刻意的要去吃那颗神所告诉他们不可以去碰的这棵树的时候，他们犯罪了。
But and then men committed sin when they willfully disobey God and just want to eat the fruit from the forbidden tree.
神是一个有感情的。
God is not without feeling.
他把他最好的预备给了他所爱的人。
He prepared the best.To who he loves.
但这个人在受到撒旦的引诱之下，却去顶撞神，就违背他这么一件他不该去做的事情。
But with the temptation from Satan, this person offended God and disobeyed him this one commandment.
如果他不爱人，他心不会痛。
If God did not love man, his heart would not hurt.
但是因为他爱人，所以当人违背他的时候，他心痛。
Exactly because God loved us, therefore when we offended God, his heart hurts.
他心痛，他知道他需要去惩治他们。
He hurt, his heart hurt because he knows he has to punish them.
可是神是不是动了怒呢？就说你们这些人，你真是太不知好歹了，啪，你没了。
So God did not go like, okay, I was so angry and you don't, you know, you offended me this way and therefore God just...eradicate you.
Smash
you.
我后悔创造你们了。
So I regret I created you.
你们像什么东西？我对你这么好，你是这样对待我。
Who are you? I treated you so lovingly, and then you offended me such.
神为他们预备遮盖他们的羞耻。
No, instead, God prepared to cover their shame.
神告诉他们，我仍然会维护你，我仍然会保守你。
God told them that I will still protect you, I will still provide for you.
而且我已经从起初就为你们预备了一个最能够得赦免，我能够拯救你们挽回你们的计划。
And from the very beginning, I also prepared a plan to give you salvation, to save you.
这个女人的后裔会去成为击打撒旦魔鬼的那位。
The one who's coming from this woman is going to become the one who attack and win over Satan.
在旧约里面，我们看见这一群属于神的子民犹太人。
In Old Testament, we see the people of God, the Jewish people.
他们经历神的供应，看见神的神迹。
They experienced the provision from God, and they also witnessed the miracle performed by God.
他们离开，他们因为在埃及作为奴隶四百年，神拯救他们，借着神迹带领他们出埃及。
They were slaves for 400 years in Egypt, but through God's miracle, they were able to escape from Egypt.
他们经过红海。
They went across Red Sea.
他们吃到神从天下降下来的属天的粮食玛拿。
They were fed from the heavenly food manna.
神的同在，白天用云柱，晚上用火柱，这样引领着他们。
So God guided them with the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire.
然后在这整个出埃及的过程当中，他们不断不断的去怀疑神，去埋怨神。
And yet, throughout the Exodus, they kept complaining to God, and they were not content.
但是神的爱从来没有离开他们。
And yet, God's love was never absent.
神一而再，再而三的维护他们，保护他们。
Time and again, God protected them.And provided for them.
然后带领他们进入神所应许的迦南地。
And then led them to the promised land, Canaan.
以色列人还是在建国之后，他们不断的反叛。
And after Israelites established their kingdom, they kept rebel. They follow their lust.
他们看见这个世界上面物质上面的享受和情欲上面的享受，他们就去追求这个世界。
They saw all that is to be desired in this world materially, and the kind of lust they had in their love, so they pursue these worldly
desires. 他们每一次的叛，他们每一次的违背神，他们每一次的因着私欲走自己道路的时候，就是他们每一次去伤害神的心。
Every time they disobey God, every time they rebel against God's will, due to their own lust.Every time they broke God's heart.
因为他们是神所爱的对象。
For God loves them.
而每一次当他们去伤神的心的时候，他们就是在挑战神的爱。
And every time they hurt God, they broke God's heart, they challenge the kind of love God had for them.
神一而再，再而三的差遣他的先知去告诉他的子民，你们已经偏离我了，你们要回转到我的面前。
Time again, we see that God sent his prophets to tell his people, you stray away from me, you need to come back.
你们罪恶的结果是沉沦。
You know, the consequence of sin is...
the consequence is condemnation.
It's condemnation.
可是如果你们回转到我的面前，你们就经历恩典，你们就经历我的爱的供应。
But if you turn back to me, return to me, you are going to experience my grace and my love.
神的爱是经得起挑战的。
God's love can withstand.Challenge.
因为神的爱本来就不是只有感情的投入。
Because his love is not just a feeling.
因为神的爱本来就不是说我爱你，你也爱我，我们俩的感情很好，我们就做朋友。
His love is not like, okay, I love you, you love me, and then we can become our dearest friends.
神的爱从起初就是完全的情感的投入，但是呢，人就是他意志上面坚定的说，我为了你的好处，我会继续不断的给予。
From the very beginning, God's love is not only emotional and a deep feeling for us, but also a willful determination and dedication to us. He loves us for our own benefit. Today, many Christians said that I know God loves me.
因为主耶稣基督来到世上，为我的罪在十字架上面而死。
For Jesus Christ come to this world and die for me on a cross.
这就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
可是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
主耶稣基督来到这个世上，他不是只有在十字架上面给我们看见他对我们的爱。
When Jesus Christ came to this world, he did not only demonstrate his love for us on the cross.
你有没有想过，当主耶稣基督他是神，他来到这个世上，他为什么从一个婴儿的这个形象开始在这个世界上面成长？
Have you ever thought about it? How come when Jesus, who is God himself, come to this world and he took the image of an infant?
当约翰在约翰一书第四章第九节说，神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借他得生，神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
So in 1 John chapter 4 verse 9 it says, In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world, so that we might live through him.
神差遣他的儿子来到这个世上，这一件事情本身就看见神的爱。
The factThat God sent His only Son into this world, this fact itself shows us God's love.
这世界上的人不懂得神的爱。
The people in this world do not know God's love.
我们选择对我们自己有益处的方式生活。
We choose to live a life, that we think is the best for us.
我们为了我们自己的利益，我们为了我们自己的私欲，我们去做选择生活。
For our own interests and desire, we choose our lifestyle.
我们不愿意去认识神，我们不愿意去走神的道路。
We are not willing to know the Lord. We are not willing to go His way.
我们是顶撞神的人。
We offend God.
神看见我们的生活，他就是伤心的。
When God sees our life, His heart hurts.
可是他却差遣他自己的儿子来到这个世上。
And yet he sent his only son into this world.
成为我们的样式。
And become our example.
当主耶稣基督来到这个世上，他幼小的婴孩的时候，他是需要受到人的帮助的。
When Jesus first came into this world, he was an infant in need of human help.
他也像我们一样，他要学吃东西。
Just like us, he needs to learn how to eat.
他要学说话。
How to talk.
他要学走路。
How to walk.
他饿的时候要吃饭，渴的时候要喝水。
He will also be hungry. He need food. And when he was thirsty, he needed water.
天气冷的时候，他也会感到寒冷。
When it's cold, he feels the cold weather.
全村在感冒的时候，他照样感冒。
When there's a cold spreading among the village, he will also catch a cold.
他从小在这样的环境长大的时候，他慢慢了解他是神。
Growing up in this environment, he knows, he grow to know that he is God.
可是这世界上面没有一个人知道他来到这个世界上面的使命。
But no one in this world knows his mission in this world.
他自己最亲的父母，最亲的兄弟，没有一个人知道他来到这个世界上面的目的。
Even the closest family members, his parents, his siblings, did not know the purpose.That he come to this world.
12岁的时候，他们全家一起到耶路撒冷去过节庆的时候。
When he was 12, his entire family went to Jerusalem.
庆典完了以后，全家都走了，耶稣一个人留在圣殿里面，在跟当时的他们那边的文士、祭司长在那边探讨神的话、天国的事。
After the celebration, Jesus remained in the temple and discussed with the teachers there about heavenly matters.
当家人发现耶稣不在的时候，回来说：“你怎么搞的？怎么没跟着我们走啊？”
When his family members discovered Jesus was not with them, they came back and looked for him and say, "Why? Why did you remain?"
这个十二岁的孩子，他跟他父母说：“我在我父的家中讲论天国的事情，这是应该的。”
This 12-year-old Jesus said that I am in my Father's house. It is appropriate that I discuss heavenly matters. When he was about 30, he came out to preach.
主耶稣基督来到神所拣选的子民当中。
Jesus Christ came to the chosen people of God.
这群犹太人等待的就是神所带给他们的弥赛亚救世主。
Jewish people had always been waiting for the Messiah.
但是主耶稣基督以弥赛亚的身份来到他们当中的时候，却被他们排斥。
But when the true Messiah, Jesus Christ, came to them, they actually turned against him.
当他在宣讲神国的福音，
when he talked about the gospel of heaven,
当他借着施行神迹和医治开始聚拢了这样大一群的跟随的人的时候，
when he gathered a crowd, a huge crowd, through performing miracles and signs,
他的母亲、他的兄弟来找他。
His mother and brother came to look for him.
斥责他说你在搞什么？
And rebuke him and say, what are you doing?
你要颠覆我们这个世代啊。
You are going to topple our generation.
他们要把他嫁回去。
They wanted to drag him back home.
你有没有想过？
Have you thought about that?
主耶稣基督来到这个世上，他所承受的这一切。
Jesus came to this world and bear with all these sufferings.
他在肉身上面受到极度的限制。
He was greatly restricted
in his humanity. 他是神，他却要成为人的样式，受到人的这种空间、时间的限制。
He is God, and yet he willingly constrained himself with the time and space, all kind of human constraints.
他来到这个世上是因为他爱神，因为他爱他所要拯救的这些人，他来到这边受苦。
So he came to this world and suffered because he loved God and the creation of God.
他是人类的王，他要来做王，但是他却不能在当时拥有王的这个地位。
He is the King of Kings, and yet at that time he couldn't have the status of a king.
因为他要为我们的罪付上罪的赎价。
Because he had to pay the price for our sins.
主耶稣在世，在他要上十字架前的第一个礼拜，他进入到了耶路撒冷。
The week before Jesus went to the cross, he went into Jerusalem.
因为他进入耶路撒冷的时候是当时复活节的节庆。
It was Passover when he entered Jerusalem.
成千上万的朝圣者就集中到了耶路撒冷。
Thousands of people seeking.
Tens
of thousands of people were gathering.
因为之前主耶稣基督喂饱了五千人，喂饱了四千人的神迹。
Because before that, Jesus performed the miracle of feeding 4,000, 5,000 people.
因为在离耶路撒冷不远的城伯大尼里面，主耶稣基督不久才将拉撒路从死里，让他从死里复活。
Because not long ago, Jesus resurrected Lazarus.
Yeah, in the nearby town of Bethany. 所以呢，主耶稣基督进城的时候，是有上万的人在那边跟着他。
And therefore, when Jesus entered the city, tens of thousands of people follow him.
他们说，何撒那，大卫的子孙。
They say, Hosanna, son of David.
他们以为主耶稣基督是弥赛亚，他要来这边做他们的王了。
They thought Jesus is Messiah and he will become king.
可是主耶稣基督知道他的时间没有到。
But Jesus knows that his time has not come yet.
他为了爱人，他为了爱神的缘故，他心里面受苦。
For the sake of his love for God and man, his heart suffered.
从人的角度来看，他当时应该进了耶路撒冷，就开始建立一个国度，然后就推翻这个罗马的政权了。
From human perspective, right after he entered the city, he ought to had an army and topple down the authority of Romans, and then establish his own kingdom.
可是他却安安静静地度过了这几天。
And yet he spent several days quietly.
他离开耶路撒冷的时候，晚上的时候，他为耶路撒冷流泪。
He wept for Jerusalem when he departed from the city.
约翰福音第十三章第一节这样说。
In the book of John, chapter 13, verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世界属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
主耶稣基督所做的这一切，都是因为他对人的爱。
Everything Jesus did, he did it for his love for us.
主耶稣基督所呈现的爱就是神对我们的爱。
The kind of love Jesus demonstrated is the kind of love of God.
我们如果是属于神的儿女，
If we are God's children,
弟兄姐妹，当神说你们要爱，因为你们属于我的，你们就要去爱，因为这是我给你们的命令。
When God says, you are to love one another, for you are born of me, and this is my commandment for you.
他不是要我们用人的方式或用我们的观念去爱。
He does not command us to love in our own way or according to our own definition of love.
神要让我们去实实在在的了解神对我们的爱，当神的爱充满我们之后，我们可以用神的爱去爱。
What he commanded of us is that we know truly what God's love is and be able to love one another using this understanding of God's love.
我们如果说我们爱神，我们就要谨守他的诫命，而他的诫命就是要我们去爱。
If we say we love God, then we need to obey his commandment, and his commandment is for us to love.
这是一个信徒的标记。
This is a sign of a believer.
这是一个属神儿女的记号。
This is a sign of someone who belongs to God.
你知道只有一个人是从神那边领受了爱，重生得救，有新的生命的一个真正的信徒，才可以这样子去爱。
You know, only someone who was born again, a believer of God, will have this ability to love this way.
无止无尽的爱。
Endless love.
舍己为人的爱
，sacrificial love，
为了别人的好处去爱
，serving others for their benefit, for their interests。
今天我们说爱
，today when we talk about love，
但是我们说的是人的爱
，but we often speak of men's love。
今天人找爱，也常常是找错，从错误的地方找爱。
And also today, when we look for love, we find a wrong kind of love.
因为我们不懂得爱，但是我们又渴慕爱。
Because we do not know what love truly is, and yet we desire love.
所以今天有些人他们就说我要爱，那我因为还没有结婚，所以我没有爱。我去找一个对象，结了婚，我应该就有爱了。
So today, for singles, they often look for love from a marriage.
那有些人结了婚。
And for those who are married,
我在婚姻里面找不到爱。
And yet they cannot find love in their own marriage.
所以我要去搞一点外遇。
And therefore they look for an affair.
我希望在我这跟其他人婚姻之外的感情里面能够找到一些爱。
And they were hoping that they can find love from the affair outside of marriage.
有些人觉得我就生命当中我感受不到爱，所以我生孩子。
And some people feel like I don't feel love, and therefore I want to have children.
然后呢，期望就是这个孩子要整天整夜的永远的爱着我。
And then the expectation is then that this kid will love me all the time.
有些人就是没有爱。
Some people really cannot find love.
很可怜的，想要在已经不在他们生命当中的父母或亲人当中找爱。
And very pitifully, they have to find love from an absent parent or relative.
可是这种所谓的爱，
but this so-called love,
只是我们内心里面想到，想要找到一种，好像是一种无条件的被接纳。
What we're really looking for is unconditional acceptance.
我希望不要被人来批评。
I don't want to be judged.
我就是希望有人能够不断不断地给予我他们的关心。
I just want someone to keep giving me their affection.
那至于我会不会回馈呢？那就不一定。
And whether I will reciprocate the kind of love, then that's hard to say.
上个礼拜我听到有一个人他在讲他的狗。
Last week, I heard someone talking about his dog.
他在跟旁边的这个街坊在聊，说这只狗很棒，我很喜欢。
So he was talking with his neighbors. He said, "Well, what a good dog! I like it."
这邻居也一直在称赞这只狗。
And the neighbor praised the dog as well.
那这主人就说啊，我反正现在也是单身了，然后孩子也长大了，都离家了。
So the owner of the dog said that, well, my children grew up and now I'm single.
他说这个狗的个性很好。
And this dog has such a great character.
无论我的心情如何，他总是摇着尾巴要向着我，要找我玩。
No matter how my feeling is, and the dog always there and wanted to keep me company.
只要我愿意花时间跟他在一起，他永远是高兴的。
As long as I'm willing to spend time with him, the dog will always be so joyful.
那只狗很漂亮。
The dog was also good looking.
也看起来很乖。
And is well behaved.
可是最后呢，这个主人讲了一句话。
But at the end, the owner said this.
他说他最好的一件事情啊。
The best thing about this dog.
就是他永远不会回话。
Is that he would never talk back to me.
我对他说什么，他都不会顶。
Whatever I say to it, it would never offend me.
我想糟糕了。
糟糕。
I said, uh-oh.
Okay. Uh-oh.
难怪你是单身，孩子不在身边，因为你就是你要找的是一条狗。
No wonder you are single and your children left you because what you are looking for is the dog.
今天要讲到爱的时候。我们要了解神要我们人有他样式有他形象的人是怎么样去爱。
So today when we discuss love, what we want to talk about is the kind of love God wants us to have.
今天我们人讲到的爱还是讲到我们自己能够得到什么而不是我们能够给人什么。
If still you are talking about the kind of love where you can get something from other rather than to serve other for their benefit.
我们今天可以讲到爱是一种情感，是一种愉悦的情感，但是我们不讲到为人牺牲。
Today, when we talk about the kind of love that's a pleasant feeling, and yet we don't talk about the sacrificing love.
今天呢，我们讲到爱的时候，是讲到对我有什么好处，而不是我能够对别人有什么好处。
And when we talk about love, we emphasize on okay, what can I get out of that, rather than what can I do for the other person for his benefit.
主耶稣基督给我们的爱是舍己的爱。
The love Jesus gave us was a sacrificial love.
神给我们的爱是那无止无尽的爱。
The kind of love from God is endless.
这种爱是在当我们受到伤害，当我们觉得不愿意的时候，我们仍然去爱的爱。
The kind of love is the kind of love that even when you feel hurt, even when you don't feel willing, you still determine to love.
我在学校有一个同学跟我们分享他的经历。
I had a classmate of mine share his experience with us.
她是一个族内的姊妹。
Oh, okay, her. She's a sister.
她说我跟我先生结婚的时候。
She said that when I married my husband.
我的先生呢，他执意的说他要在婚礼上面为我洗脚。
The husband insisted he wanted to wash my feet, on the wedding.
所以他说那我熬不过他所以在婚礼的时候我们就有在婚礼的这个当中我们就彼此洗脚。
And therefore, we washed each other's feet during our wedding ceremony.
洗脚是因为他说圣经里面主耶稣基督给门徒的榜样就是你如果彼此相爱你要彼此谦卑的服侍。
So the reason why we did this is because in the Bible, Jesus washed disciples' feet because if you love one another, you want to serve one another humbly.
所以我们不是说只是婚姻的时候是爱的结合，但是我要在众人的面前，我要宣告说，我要用我的一生，我要来服侍你。
And so, since marriage is a loving union, then we wanted to proclaim our love in front of everyone that we want to serve each other when we love one another.
他说我的先生不是只有在婚礼的时候做了这样的一个仪式而已。他说在我们婚姻的生活当中，他的确是不断的在思念我，服侍我。
And she also shared that my husband did not only do that during our wedding ceremony, he also did this throughout our marriage. He cared for me. He served me.
他说例子太多了。
She said there were so many countless examples.
她说她服侍我，包括在家里面，她把我弄手指甲和脚趾甲油。
Including that he would give me pedicure and manicure at home.
她说，但是呢，几年婚姻之后，她的先生得病，需要用要做。骨髓移植的手术。
Unfortunately, after several years of marriage, her husband had to go through a very risky bone marrow transplant.
一对年轻的夫妻，孩子都还小。
They were a young couple, have young children.
他说这个骨髓移植的手术只有30%的成功率。
She said that there were only 30% chance survival.From that bone marrow transplant.
照他先生自己的意愿，他不要去动手术。
Had the husband had his way, he wouldn't want to go through this surgery.
他不想要去受这个手术的苦。
He wouldn't want to suffer all the pain from the transplant.
他说，他就说，如果神愿意接我走，就在我睡梦中把我接走好了。
It was his wish that if it's God's will, then let me die asleep.
但是他的先生最后选择去做手术，选择去受那个苦，因为他说我要尽力的延续我的生命，不是为了我，是为了你和为了孩子。
However, at the end, the husband chose to suffer going through the surgery because it was the way to.Extend his life so that he can serve the wife and the two children.
他的先生当时是在教会里面服侍的，也是一个牧人。
So her husband was a pastor at a church.
但是神在他们所经历的这个过程当中，神最后是把他接走了。
But at the end, he went back to God.
但是这个男人在他的妻子和他的孩子面前所呈现的，就是一种为了对方而给予的爱。
Even though he passed away, but the way he demonstrated, he manifested his love for his wife and children is the kind of love from God.
不是为了我自己的益处，不是为了我自己的舒服。而是为了对方的益处，为了对方的舒服，他愿意付上一切。
It's not for his own comfort, his own benefit. Instead, it's for the wife and children's best interests. He chose to suffer.
弟兄姐妹，圣经里面怎么说？
Brothers and sisters, let us examine the Bible.
我们今天看到的经文是怎么说的？
What about today's passage? What does it say about love?
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎了。
If anyone says I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar.
如果不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱那没有看见的神。
For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
这里面所讲到的爱不是只是一个观念上面、情感上面的感受。
This kind of love is not an abstract love about feeling.
这个爱是神的爱。
This is God's love.
这个是一个有表现的爱。
This is the kind of love you can see.
这是一个有表达出来的爱。
This is a love expressed.
这是一个牺牲的爱。
This is a love of sacrifice.
这是一个让对方能够感受到的爱。
This is the love others can feel.
如果我们不能爱我们身边我们看得见的人，你怎么敢说你可以爱你这看不见的神？
If we cannot love the ones whom we have seen, then how can you say you love God whom we have not seen?
今天我们坐在这边，我们说我们在敬拜神，神啊，我爱你。
Today we sit here and say, Lord, we love you.
你嘴巴都讲得出这句话。
You canSpeak these with your, you can pay the lip service.
你上回在家中什么时候对你的妻子说我爱你？
But when was last time you told your wife I love you?
然后当你跟你妻子说我爱你的时候，她真相信你爱她？
And when you say to your wife I love you, does she really believe you?
还是你讲讲就算了？
Or it's just lip service?
当你的妻子过来跟你说我爱你的时候，
And when your wife came to you and say I love you,
你是真知道她爱你吗？
Do you really know that she loves you?
还是你就这样，
or yeah, you were like that.
爱的表达不是只是嘴巴上说说而已。
So the expression of love is not just words.
但是你嘴上说了吗？
And yet,Do you even speak of love?
你孩子知道你爱他吗？
Does your child know that you love him?
还是他只知道你一天到晚是骂他？
Or all he can see is that you shout at him, yell at him all day long.
你不但在他的生活上面给他供应，你呵护他，保护他，你有没有告诉他你爱他？
Do you say that you love him, in addition to provide for him and protect him?
神的爱的呈现不是在对方让你感受舒服的时候你讲这句话。
The manifestation of God's love is not you say this word, you say the word when you feel comfortable.
因为你爱他，所以他让你伤心。
Because you love him, therefore he can hurt you.
因为你爱他，所以他的所作所为或者他的无作无为使你感到难受。
Because you love this person, therefore his deeds or his words can hurt you.
当你用人的爱爱不下去的时候，你能不能用神的爱去爱他？
When you are not capable to love in man's way, are you able to love in God's way?
如果我们是属于神的儿女，如果我们知道神的爱，如果我们有主耶稣基督的爱，我们就可以。
If we are children of God, if we belong to God, if we have Jesus Christ live through us, then we are able.
我知道在座的当中有许许多多的弟兄姐妹，你们的婚姻很美满。
I know many brothers and sisters among our midst, you have wonderful marriages.
可能你们一天我爱你，你爱我讲了好几次。
Maybe you tell each other I love you, you love me many times a day.
然后呢，你们不是嘴巴说说而已，你们在生活上面的确有这种牺牲爱的表现。
And you not only say the words, you also demonstrate your love for each other through everyday life.
但是同样，我知道在我们在座当中有一些弟兄姐妹，你们不是这样的。
But meanwhile, I also know many amongst us were not like that.
你甚至根本不敢讲这句话。
Maybe you do not even dare to speak of love.
因为当你讲了以后，你根本不知道对方会怎么样的反应。
Because you don't know how the other party would react when you say I love you.
今天我给你一句话。
Today I want to say this to you.
这不是我给你的。
Not from me.
圣灵给你一句话。
From Holy Spirit.
你如果好几年了没跟你的太太或先生讲我爱你，你今天得回去讲。
If you haven't tell your wife or husband I love you for many years,
那你当然，你如果不爱他，你不要讲。
Today is the day for you to say I love you, but only when you truly mean it.
那当然，如果你心里面没有这个爱了，你有问题。
But of course, if there is no love in your heart, there is a problem.
你要在神的面前说，神啊，我不属于你的人吗？
You need to come in front of before God.
我是全心全意爱你啊，神主啊。
Lord, I love you wholeheartedly.
但是因为你值得我爱啊。
Because you are worthy of my love.
旁边这个人不值得我爱啊。
But this person beside me is unworthy.
可是今天你的话也告诉我说，我要爱。
And yet you command me to love.
我要用你给我的爱，我要用神的爱去爱。
And not only love, but love in your way.
这是一个有牺牲的爱。
It's a love of sacrifice.
这不但是在情感上面，更重要是在我的意志上面。我要定义，我就是爱这个人。
It's not just a feeling. It's my will. It's my determination to love this person.
我要学习主耶稣基督的样式。
I want to learn Jesus' way.
然后当神将他的爱在你的心中重新的这个翻动的时候，
When God's love stir you in your heart,
因为有神的爱充满，你才可以讲得出这句话。
Only when your heart is filled with God's love, you can say, I love you.
然后当你讲这句话的时候，可能对方不接受。
And even then,The other party might not accept it.
但是你愿不愿意表现出你的爱啊？
But even so, are you willing to demonstrate your love?
我记得好多年前看过一个电影。
I remember a movie from years ago.
电影描述一对男女从男女朋友变成夫妻，变成老夫老妻。
So it was about a couple from boyfriends and girlfriends, and then a young couple, and then an old, a married couple.
这个女孩子很可爱。
The girl was lovely.
老是围着这个她的这个爱的这个人啊，就跟她说，我爱你。
So she would always, you know, say, I love you to her lover.
年轻的时候 小女孩是如此，中年妇女也是如此，老年的时候也是，就喜欢逗着她的这个先生，她就讲我爱你。
And she was this way, keep saying I love you from when she was a young girl till mid-age woman and at the end an old
woman. 不知道什么原因，这个男人就是永远不会说我爱你回去。
And for whatever reason, the guy, the man, could not return the word love.
他就说我也是。
So he would only say me too.
一生里面，你就看到这个女孩，这个太太就跟她说 ，I love you， 我爱你。
So through the lifetime they had together, you see the woman always says, "I love you."
我也是。
Me too. The man answered.
我也是。
Me too.
结果呢，年纪大了，这个太太生病了。
Now when they were getting older, the wife was sick.
然后躺在病床上面，这个爱她的丈夫坐在她的旁边。
So in her bed, and the husband sat beside her.
他们知道他们的时间不多了。
They knew they did not have much time left.
丈夫就牵着他这个老伴的手。
So the husband held his wife's hand.
他看着这个他爱的对象。
So he looked into her eyes.
然后他就说，我爱你。
And finally he said, I love you.
他的太太张开眼睛看着他。
And the wife looked at him.
她说我也是。
And she said, "Me too."
当你给爱的时候
，When you give love,
你不但是要让对方了解你的爱
，You not only want the other party to know, understand your love.
你要用对方能够接受、为对方好的方式去表达你的爱。
You also want to express love in a way that the other party can receive.
这种爱是有能力的爱。
This is a powerful love.
因为这种爱是神的爱。
Because this is love of God.
这种爱是没有畏惧的爱。
This is fearless love.
然后这种爱是合神心意的爱，是能够蒙神祝福的爱。
And this is a love according to God's will and is going to be blessed by God.
当你最亲近的人向你表达他们爱的时候
，When the closest, dearest person expresses his or her love for you，
你要学习接受这个爱。
You also need to learn to accept this love。
我们要学习了解接受神给我们的爱是何等的长阔高深，何等的伟大。
We need to learn to know and to accept God's love. How wide, how long, how deep, how profound God's love is.
那当我们被神的爱充满的时候，我们就能够学习怎么样的去爱，并且去接纳人那不完美的爱。
Only when we are filled with love from God, we can learn how to know men's love and how to accept their imperfect love.
可是这样子的爱，弟兄姐妹，就是属神的人的见证，就是一个得救的人的见证。
And this type of love will become the testimony of a true believer.
让我们不要自己约束自己，让我们不要受到撒旦的这个引诱或者是影响，使我们不愿意去面对这样子的爱。
So let us not yield to Satan's temptation and attack so that we're not willing to love this way.
让我们爱那我们可以看见的。
Let us have the ability to love those who we have seen.
让我们勇敢的、大胆的去爱。
Let us love bravely, boldly.
顺着神的心意去爱。
So we'll love according to God's will.
顺着圣灵的引领去结出那爱的果子。
And we will love, we will bear the spiritual fruit, the
fruit of love. 你这样子做，一定会得到神的祝福，你一定会看见神的工作。
When you do this, when you behave this way, for sure you are going to see God's work.
因为神的话出去不会突然返回的。
Because God's word will not return in vain.
让我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，我们对你的爱的认识是这么的微小。
How little do we know about your love?
主，我看我自己的生命，我就知道我不懂得爱。
When I reflect my own life, I know that I don't know how to love.
因为我不知道怎么样去爱。
For I don't know how to love.
所以我知道我对你的爱根本认识的是这么的渺小。
Therefore, I know very little do I know your love.
但是神啊，我感谢你，因为你对我的爱是完全的爱。
But Lord, I thank you for your love for me is perfect.
你要我在你的爱里面能够经历并且能够成长。
You want me to experience your love and grow in your love.
然后当这个你的爱在我的生命当中能够成长，然后能够结果的时候，我可以用你所赐给我的爱去爱人。
And when I can grow in your love and I can bear fruit, from your spirit, then I will have the ability to love other people.
主，这是你的心意。
Lord, this is your will.
这是你的命令。
This is your commandment.
但是就是因为你爱我们，所以你给我们的一个目标。
For you love us, you give us this purpose.
求主你我与我们今天所在的每一个人同在。
Lord, we pray that you will be with every one of us.
主，你让我们用你所给我们的爱去爱人。
And enable us to love one another with Your love.
因为我们看见我们能够爱，我们才能够真真诚诚、切切实实的在你的面前说：“神啊，我是爱你的。”
Because we know only when we are capable of loving one another, we can come before you and truly say that I belong to you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.